This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the wake up call.
What's the weirdest thing that your parents have texted you? Call us at 916-909-1065, or you can text us and tell us what it is. I want you guys to think of what is a really weird thing that your parents have texted you.
Okay.
My mom texts me weird things a lot and emails me weird things a lot. This was a text message out of nowhere.
Okay.
We were not talking, and I get a text message that just says, "Is there a downside to eating walnuts?"
Okay. Now, is she asking because she has the answer? Or is she asking you if you know the answer?
I don't know. I was hoping it was a joke.
Oh, okay.
I go, "I don't know what." And she goes, "Despite such benefits, walnuts are best eaten in moderation." Quickly, I realize, oh, this is not a joke.
Okay.
For one, they are high in calories, nearly 800 calories in a single shelled cup. Overconsumption has also been linked to kidney stones in some people. This is because walnuts are high in oxalates, which can contribute to calcium oxalate stones, the most common type of kidney stones.
Well, Gavin, and that's why she's sending this to you.
I know, but I wasn't complaining about kidney stones.
No, but we Do you have kidney stones?
Sure.
And you're trying to keep them at bay. You're trying to keep them from coming out. So you drink tons and tons of water.
But never once have I talked about that with anybody in a long time, especially my mom. I can't tell you the last time I had a conversation with my mom about kidney stones.
Well, what difference does it make? They're still in there.
I guess so.
And she knows that.
But does she think I'm eating copious amounts of walnuts?
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Does she think that every day I get, or right here at work, just in between songs?
Have you been eating? Has she seen you eating walnuts recently?
No.
Okay.
Has anybody eaten a walnut, like, in the last year?
Only with a mixed nut assortment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty. If somebody has a bowl of nuts out,
okay.
And to be honest, I can't tell which is which. I'm just shoveling it into my mouth. The only other time is if somebody has a nutcracker out at Christmas time and I want to see if it works.
Okay, because I mean, Kevin, back me up. Can you not picture Gavin out on his in his backyard on his beautiful patio watching the kids swim, cracking walnuts?
Yeah.
I guess maybe I could. I don't.
I can see you being that guy.
Okay, but unless you see me doing
would you be proactive
okay. About texting me about the dangers of walnut eating?
I will say it doesn't seem to be something that one stumbles upon very easily.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, I don't know where to get a walnut.
I can't tell you the last time I bought bulk food, which I think is the only way to buy walnuts.
Because you have to buy a whole bag of them. You can't
right.
buy one at a time.
It's not like I went over to her house one day and be like, "Mom,
Gavin, what's wrong?
You gotta take some of these walnuts. I got too many."
Have you eaten all of these?
I've eaten as many as I could, and then I just started to throw up. And I think it's because I'm eating too many walnuts. You got to take them. They're so good. I've never said this walnut is good.
Okay.
I've never said that sentence.
Here's the thing, though. This is very on brand for your mom. You asked at the beginning of this, what's the strangest thing your parent has texted you out of nowhere? Now, one of my parents, I won't say which one because I don't want to hurt their feelings. Texting seems to be a real big mystery. But the strangest thing my dad ever texted me was he texted me and asked me what my middle name was. I said, well, it's Elizabeth. You gave it to me. So I think it's pretty clear my dad and I are tight.
I want to end with this hilarious text message that we just got into 916-909-1065. My mom ends all of her text messages with XOXO. That's sweet.
Okay.
The problem is that occasionally her autocorrect changes it to cockfight.
What?
So she says she will often, daily, get text messages that just say, I love you, cockfight. Have a great day, cockfight.
That's too good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.